Winning the Eurovision Song Contest is no guarantee that an act will stick around. For every Celine Dion or ABBA, there are countless others whose names you've forgotten. It's only been a couple years since the Italian band Måneskin won, and so far, their star keeps rising. Their cover of the Four Seasons track Beggin' hit number one on the Spotify global charts. Now they've been nominated for a Best New Artist Grammy, and the band has a new album called Rush. Damiano David is the vocalist, and Victoria De Angelis is the bassist. They are two of Måneskin's four members. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
So you two have been making music with your friends since high school. Can you start by just painting a picture of those early days for us?
Yeah, even before. We actually started in middle school. Yeah. And then we immediately went busking. So I think that would be the first memory we got of us together when we went playing in the streets of Rome.
Yeah.
Were you doing covers or were you writing your own songs even then?
Mostly covers, but we also had a couple of our own.
We were trying with weak results to write a song.
Paint a picture, like the four of you standing on the streets of Rome, open guitar case in front of you. What was the vibe?
Exactly, that was the vibe.
It was anxiety and huge feeling of cringe. When you have to start playing in the streets, like when you go there, you put the amplifier down and you take your instrument and you start seeing people look at you like, why? And you feel like so out of place, but then you start to play and you get like that 10 people looking at you and you're like super hyped.
So was that like the drug that you got addicted to and have been using ever since? That like people watching you, even if it's 10 on the street in a corner in Rome?
Yeah, probably. That feeling of having to convince someone with your music, or maybe someone who at first doesn't care and is not there for you. So it's quite challenging and it keeps that passion burning in you and makes you want to do more and more. It's my song, it's for you, my friend.
Oh, you can only see that I read, Victoria, that you actually kicked Damiano out of the group back in those days because he was too pop for you. Is that right?
As he deserves.
As he deserves. What happened?
It happens once a week, actually.
Yeah, once a week he gets kicked out.
Just to keep your ego in check.
Exactly.
Wait, so he was too pop? Was that the story? What happened?
Yeah, no, it's because I was in a very bad punk band at the time. And
they couldn't appreciate talent.
Yeah, you know, he was singing a bit too well. We needed a little more shouting and stuff. No. So we're like, no, you're out.
No, it's not even that. I did not complete my voice development at the time. I still had voice changing, you know, when you're a teenager and you're like, da-da-da-da-da-da. With your voice, you have voice changes. So when I finally got my oldest voice, I learned how to sing. Alone at parties,
in a deadly silhouette. So much of your music has a retro feel.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rock guitar. I mean, on the track Supermodel, there are guitar sounds that sound like they could be from the 90s rock music scene. Way back in high school when she was a good Christian, I used to know her, but she's got a new best friend. Where did you find that sound?
It's what we grow up listening to. Like, we were influenced by mainly our parents.
So your parents were listening to like American 90s rock?
Yeah. A lot.
You collaborate with some American rock legends. You work with Iggy Pop. I mean, you work with Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. Is there something you learned from one of them that you could tell us about?
Yeah, I think like every time we were so shocked because Tom Morello, he came by at our place and we spent like hours jamming. And you wouldn't think someone like, you know, after the career he's had, he's like made history and he still has this fire and this passion burning in him that makes him want to be in the studio 5 hours with four 20-year-old kids, you know? So it's crazy.
Did the track Gossip come out of that 5-hour jam session?
Yeah. Sip the gossip, drink till you choke. Sip the gossip,
burn down your choke. You're not iconic, you are just like them. When I look at other musicians who are really big right now, your sound seems to be an outlier. Like, there's a lot of hip-hop, there's a lot of singer-songwriters, EDM. It's harder to find old-fashioned rock bands, let alone old-fashioned rock bands from Italy. Did you specifically pursue rock and roll to stand out in today's music scene?
No, I think it's more... When we started, we just wanted to have a band and play music that we liked. And then that thing drove us to have success and things. So I think that now it's even more important to do things not because of trends or because you think they're going to work, but just because you love doing it. So I think that it's better to lose with your own hands than to win with other people's guns. I don't know how to say it.
Let's talk about one of the Italian songs on the album. It's about an obsessive stalker.
Yeah.
And the song is called Mark Chapman, which is the name of the man who killed John Lennon. Where did this come from?
I had stalkers, and that's scary as f***.
Huh.
I think that something is not talked about enough. Sometimes people that think that even if you're famous, it's okay to text you every day or to try to get where you live or leave you messages on the car. And of course, it's not okay, and it can drive to worse things, as we've seen many, many times in the past. And also, you don't even need to be a big celebrity to face that.
Is there any advice that you would give those teenage versions of yourselves who were making music on the street in Rome or in the garage, now that you're playing to these huge sold-out houses across the world?
Keep going.
Learn how to play an instrument.
Damiano, what do you mean?
I can play any instrument, and now I feel like it's too late. My brain cannot assimilate any new information.
You can do it.
I swear to God, no, my hands are blocked on an instrument.
Well, I think you're doing all right, even without the musical instrument ability.
Yeah, I am good. I can focus. Everybody tells me that I have a good stage presence. That's because I don't have a f***ing guitar on me and I can move and rock.
Damiano David and Victoria De Angelis of the band Måneskin, their album Rush is out now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you soon.